are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. There's always a jazz cat out there waiting to hit your ears by surprise. And that's what we have done with the opening of this hour of Neon Jazz. That was trumpeter, composer, tune writer, and arranger Neil Hefti with the 1954 song Coral Reef. And you likely know who Neil is. He composed the theme music for the Batman television series of the 60s and scored the 1968 film The Odd Couple. He got his roots in the business as a composer and arranger while playing trumpet for Woody Herman. The Hastings, Nebraska native used to travel to Omaha as a kid to see the likes of Dizzy Gillespie and Count Basie. And this left a huge impression on him and got his jazz soul spinning. From there, he went on to gig with some of the best in the business, including teaming up with Frank Sinatra in 1961 on his Sinatra and Swinging Brass album, where Hefti was credited as the arranger and conductor of the album's 12 songs. And after a lengthy career in music, he got about all the accolades you can imagine. But it was in 2005 when he was included on the Jazz Wall of Fame that things got cemented for his memory. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that emits a Batman signal in the air over 18 and Vine in the image of music notes, right here in the jazz capital of the United States, Kansas City, Missouri, giving you cats like Dave Brubeck, Lionel Hampton, Miles Davis, and many more. Off a 2001 album called New York City Jazz After Hours, here's Eddie Henderson, Cedar Walton, Peter Washington, and Billy Higgins with the song You Don't Know What Love Is, right here on Neon Jazz.
This is Laura Ainsworth taking the last train to Mercerville on Neon Jazz.
Whatcha do? Whatcha do? Whatcha do? Da da do? Da da do?
California jazz singer Ivy Anderson singing the 1931 Duke Ellington standard, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. She kicked off her career singing in L.A. and ended up going to New York City several years later. As a part of Duke Ellington's orchestra and band, she was described as easily the most sensitive and musical female vocalist Ellington ever had, and was she ever. Working the jazz wall here on this hour of Neon Jazz, our next cat is Dan Wall with the 2007 song 5 Minute Funk.
This is Hammond B3 organist Chris Hazleton. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
Thank you.
That was jazz guitarist Maximum Zemo T-Bar with the 2004 song Gingerbread Boy off his The Champs album. This talented musician is also a composer, arranger, producer, and a group leader. He is fluent in jazz fusion, integrating all of the elements of flamenco, pop, Latin, and bossa nova into his music. He's one talented cat. This next jazz performer on this hour of Neon Jazz is the great Dave Brubeck, teamed up with a legend in the jazz guitar arts, Mr. Jim Hall, with the song Gone with the Wind, live back in 2007.
Thank you. This is Neon Jazz, Joe Dino.
Thank you.
That was a very talented lineup known as the Eastern Rebellion with the tune In the Kitchen off their 1993 release called Simple Pleasure. This lineup on the album included Ralph Moore on saxophone and the glue Cedar Walton on piano and Billy Higgins on the drums. The teaming up of these jazz minds makes the album that would look awfully tasty in any jazz ensemble or collection out there. Keeping things fresh here on the program, this is the Schema Sextet with the 1999 song Lookout.
Thank you. Neon.
That was jazz man David Murray, fluent on the tenor sax and bass clarinet with his Infinity Quartet with the 2013 song The Graduate from his album Be My Monster Love. The Oakland, California native was heavily influenced by free jazz musicians like Albert Ayler and Archie Shepp. He took these roots and made a sound that was distinctively all of his own and very key to jazz. In fact, he played a set with the Grateful Dead at a show back in 1993 at Madison Square Garden. These days, David lives in Portugal and his legacy in jazz continues to live on. Straight from Wichita Falls, Texas, this cat is a talented one, known to play the alto sax, flute, and clarinet. Here's Leo Wright with the 1962 song Sassy Lady off his Suddenly the Blues album.
Thank you.
Again, that was the man known to gig with Charlie Mingus, Kenny Burrell, Blue Mitchell, and the great Dizzy Gillespie, Leo Wright, with his tune Sassy Lady. We're going to end this show the same way as we started it, with some greatness. Here's a jazz legend on our favorite instrument around here, the vibraphone. This is Lionel Hampton with his Golden Men of Jazz, live at the Blue Note back in 1992 with the song Just Jazz. And hopefully you dug the Just Jazz we gave you. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the rabbit's foot in your radio speaker, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you'd like to hear. Just let us know you're out there in radio land. We'd love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.